We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is questions. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Welcome. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. Today is May 28th, 2022 on the Gregorian calendar. Or so we're told. It's what I closest can believe, I guess. And I'm going to read from my devotional reading that I tend to read with my family. And, get some inspiration and some prayer from. Just to give gratitude and praise to my Father, my God. And I owe it to Him for all I have. Let me anoint you with my presence. I am King of kings and Lord of lords, dwelling in unapproachable light. When you draw near to me, I respond by coming closer to you. As my presence envelopes you, you may feel overwhelmed by my power and glory. This is a form of worship, sensing your smallness in comparison to my greatness. Man has tended to make himself the measure of all things. But man's treasure is too tiny to comprehend my majestic vastness. That is why most people do not see me at all, even though they live and move and have their being in me. Enjoy the radiant beauty of my presence. Declare my glorious being to the world. And there are some suggested scriptural verses as well, which I will read to you. I find them very helpful and poignant. The first is from 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 15 through 16, which to its own errors, the happy and only potentate will be showing. He is King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality, making his home in light inaccessible, whom not one of mankind perceived nor can be perceiving. To whom be honor and might aeonian. Verily, verily. And we read from James chapter 4, verse 8, draw near to God, and he will be drawing near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, double-souled. Double-souled. Acts chapter 17, verse 28, for in him we are living and moving, and are as some poets of yours also have declared, for of that race also are we. for people who tell me all the time, it's not about race, it's not about blood. They say it over and over and over. And yes, in the New Testament as well. For of that race also are we. Psalms 145, verses 3 through 6. Great is Yahweh God, and praised exceedingly. And as to his greatness, there is no fathoming. May one generation laud your works to another generation, and of your masterful deeds may they tell. On the honor glorious of your splendor and of the words of your marvelous works, let me meditate. The strength of your fear-inspiring deeds may they affirm, and your great achievements, let me relate. Thank you, Father. I just hope I am worthy. Allow me to be a vessel of your truth, to do thy bidding, and get your message to the people. For I know in Hosea 4:6 it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. What do you think he meant? You know, spiritually dead, biologically dead. We've come to a point in time, folks, where the degeneracy and depravity and wickedness of our enemy has enveloped us. It's all-encompassing if you do not retreat to God. Get your comfort from God. He's the only army I know of that can actually come close to going to battle with these wicked ones of today, of our current contemporary time. That's why people feel so helpless. You know, Unit 8200, Mossad, CIA, Pentagon, spooks, black ops, NATO, United Nations troops. I mean, yeah, it can be dizzying if you do not have a savior, if you do not have the redemption of one Jesus Christ. So please repent. Please praise God and ask for your salvation. He will save you. And with that, we will get right into the show. I owe it all to the King of Kings, and I'm sorry if that offends you. You know what? I'm not sorry if that offends you. I would ask you to look into it if that offends you and question why it is that these enemies that you know are enemies, even if you're secular today, your enemies spend so much time and energy defaming God and demonizing Jesus Christ, that just for that reason alone, it's worth looking into. I dare you to read that Bible. Last week, I did not get into the Buffalo shooting event with Peyton Gendron because it was so new. It just happened. I didn't want to fly off the handle, but what I thought then, I still think right now, and I'm going to, you know, give you a little bit and segue it into what I've been reading. All these mass shooters, all of them, are by design. They're all orchestrated. They're not grassroots, okay? They're coordinated efforts. These are agents of the synagogue of Satan. They are organized, and they have the footprints of Mossad and Israeli intelligence, FBI and CIA, all over it. For example, the Buffalo shooting PSYOP, it takes its parentage or lineage, its prototype template, whatever you want to call it, from the New Zealand Christchurch shooting with one Brenton Tarrant. They're very, very similar. It all the way from the guy driving in a car, you know, with a little bit of talking, fully camouflaged and booted up in spec ops gear, you know, with his black AR style rifle with the white writing on it with his part of his manifesto, and the same as the New Zealand Christchurch shooting, to the point where there's no ejections from cartridges when he's firing the weapon, there's no blood, there's no bullet wounds. It's just Why? Why, Chris? Why would they do it? I mean, if you don't see that by this point, you're living under a rock. They want to take your guns. They want to take the guns out of the American's hand. They don't want him to be brave. They don't want him to have courage. They don't want him to have integrity. They don't want him to have the courage of his convictions. Because if he did, we might have another Shays Rebellion on our hands. Shays Rebellion happened in 1787. 1787, okay? I'm going to take you back a little bit to the beginning of this republic. 1786 to 87, we have veterans of war fighting for the American colonies against the British tyranny at the time, right? And these men, one of which was Daniel Shays, comes back from fighting to defend his family, his freedom, his land, his property, his honor, the right to pray and worship under the God of his choosing, to find that these disgusting Edomite and Canaanite politicians, judges, and speculators, and bankers decided that they could just take their land, take their farms, in some cases take their wives, take the deeds to their property, forge copies of the deeds and make it look like it their own, etc., etc. So what did they do? Well, the rebellion started on or there about August 29th, 1786. It was precipitated by several factors. Financial difficulties brought about by a post-war economic depression, a credit squeeze caused by lack of hard currency, and fiscally harsh government policies instituted in 1785 to solve the state's debt problems. And I'm reading from a forgottenhistory.us, so it's a little bit skewed. But the point of it is, a militia was raised as a private army, defeated a Shayite rebel attempt to seize the federal Springfield Armory in late January 1787, killing 4 and wounding 20. Okay, the main Shayite force was scattered on February 4th, 1787, after a surprise attack on their camp in Petersham, Massachusetts. Scattered resistance continued until June 1787, with the single most significant action being an incident in Sheffield in late February, where 30 rebels were wounded, one mortally, in a skirmish with government troops. The rebellion took place in a political climate where reform of the country's governing document, which was the Constitution at the time, the Articles of Confederation, was widely seen as necessary, but it wasn't. They usurped the powers of the Articles of Confederation, they did a constitutional convention, the Philly Convention, and they passed the Constitution, right? That's what happened. But they never, ever wanted a natural rebellion to come from the ground roots, from the man, the common man, ever again. So they actually got George E. Washington and his boys to get a militia, an army, and turned it on its own people. We're acting like today with these, you know, black outfit, Gestapo-looking paramilitary police guys that it's something new. It's not. It's not. It's been this way. They never want to see that happen again, and they never want the common man to turn on his masters ever again. And that's when everything got federalized, right around that time. Federal Judiciary Act, 1792, where they outlawed federal districts right over the states, giving the federal government that only had that little area in the District of Columbia, which it still has today, that's all it really can govern over, giving it powers where it shouldn't because they outlawed the districts over the actual geographical states. Federal districts. And then if you look at those federal districts that they did in 1792, Fast forward to 1913, they passed the Federal Reserve Act. Then they have Federal Reserve districts governing the policy of our country. They did it over time, progressively, to where we're at today. And then you have some bogus false flag shooting in Buffalo, New York, from a supposed rabid white supremacist, anti-Semite, 18-year-old who just flew off the handle and decided to take out some black people in top supermarket. But if you watch the actual video that he live streamed on Twitch, a gaming video platform, you will aptly see that no, your eyes are not deceiving you. There are no gunshot wounds. There is no blood. It's wild. It's wild. At one point, you see him shooting down on a victim that's already on the ground, right into the person's supposed head. And all you see is the blowback from air coming from the rifle, almost like it's like an airsoft gun. And you see like the papers on the ground move from the blast, but you don't see anything hit the person. You don't see a wound. You don't see what you would see, because it's fake. And I'm not saying that people weren't killed. They just weren't killed in this little video that we're given. If that makes sense. Because I don't have it investigated to the point where I can say no one was killed that day. Because then you have the other curious part of this whole thing, where Mr. Peyton Gendron, right, the accused shooter, of course, is only being indicted on one count of felony murder. One count? I thought he killed 13 people. 10 people, excuse me. 13 wounded. One count. And then, oh no, it's that one count is for 10 deaths. That's not how the law works, folks. Let's go a little further. And I will take your call. Thank you for holding. Let's go one step further. Then we have the curious aspect of Aaron Salter Jr., the alleged security guard who was killed by him, one of the deaths. Who was he? Who was he, right? Well, Aaron Salter Jr. was allegedly the guy who created a water-powered engine. Ooh. Huh. So the auto industry, you know, there's some big, big proponents of this right here. Aaron Salter Jr., a security guard at Tops Market Store in Buffalo, was killed in a recent mass shooting, had reportedly just patented a new type of vehicle engine that runs on water instead of gasoline, with gasoline prices skyrocketing over $5 a gallon, U.S. currency. We had a guy who patented a new type of engine that runs on water killed in this false flag shooting in Buffalo. Huh. Now, I don't have everything together yet, but Lucy, you have some splaining to do. With that, we'll take your first call. Andy, you're on the line.
Hey, thank you, Chris. You know, yeah, that was funny. Lucy, you got some splaining to do. No, seriously, no. I mean, what we're living in is a big joke, and really we should laugh at it as long as we can, because sooner or later we're going to be crying, and there's going to be a bunch of terroristic stuff going on in our world. But, you know, when we think of the statistics of what's going on here, I mean, it's very hard to be stupid, you know what I'm saying? If you think about this, Chris, it's very hard to be stupid because everything is being laid out in front of you. Everybody is, yeah. I mean, the dumb people are putting it right out in front of you.
I told you, Randy. We'll be right back.
Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Freedom Ministry. I'm your host, Chris Switzer. We still have Andy on the line. Yes?
Yes, we do. Hey, right. Chris. Hey, so you know what? I mean, this is just a strange time to be alive, and I'm actually kind of happy that I'm here, because this strangeness makes it, more overwhelming and whatnot. And plus, I've been anticipating this for a long time. I don't know why, but for some reason in my head, I decided that I knew something was going to go wrong here, and by God, it is. Anyway, having said that, let's look at this little school shooting that we just had down there. This is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Are you kidding me? You got police officers out there arresting parents who are just trying to go in and get their kids. They don't care if they die. And why? What job of it is it yours, Mr. Officer, to keep me from dying trying to save my child? And then we have a woman who escapes from her little zip ties, and she runs around the perimeter, and she goes in and gets her kids. Meanwhile, the rest of the parents are sitting out there hearing cap, 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 and the police tasing them and locking them up or whatever, and not doing anything. is this the kind of world we're in? You know, I was listening to Farron earlier this morning, and he did mention something in the first hour. He said, you know, men have lost their balls. And no disrespect to anybody. And I know that's vulgar, but it shouldn't be. People have lost their balls. The men have lost their balls. The people who took an oath to our Constitution, they've lost their balls. We don't have men anymore. What's going on, Chris? Where are the men at? We need them. Come on, man. You know, if I was there, I'd do what that woman did. She had bigger balls than any man there.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. And you know what? I'll give it a little quick reply to that. And I mean, you and me were kind of preaching to the choir to one another, but just for people listening, you know, how did we get here? You know, where are your balls, right? And stuff like that. Well, look at this. Let me read you a little thing here from Palm Springs, California, from just last month, 2022 in America. They're encouraging you to get rid of your balls and they'll give you money. Palm Springs approves giving trans residents $1,000 a month for cash payments, universal basic income. It's the most woke American area. What do you say to that?
Hey, I'll tell you what. You know what I heard, so you see, you just went a distance further. What I heard a while back was that they were going to pay up to $900 a month for anybody who was unbinary or transgender. They would give you money just to be that.
That's
now,
this,
is
yes.
That not, yeah, the yeah. These guys want you to castrate yourself.
Uh-huh. So they're encouraging it. Of course they are.
Well, okay. So let's take a look at, let's just broad spectrum this thing, okay, Chris? The broad spectrum is they're killing us. They're destroying our food lines. We don't have to go into detail. We did that before. Many different ways the food's going away. They don't like our sexual orientation. You know, we might want to procreate, so we have to, we have to defend being gay. So you have to do this with that guy. Well, no, I want that girl. No, you have to do it with that guy. And that's kind of what they're doing is, you know, they're pushing it. And if you don't fall in line with them, your punishment is death. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. And I'm not sure if they're going to be happy with the amount of people that survive their little kill shot or their kill game or their hunger games or whatever they're doing. I'm not sure they're going to be happy with the people that are left because there's going to be a few of us left. And it may not be me, it may not be you, but there's going to be a few of us left, and we're not going to be too happy.
No, God willing, you're absolutely right. You are right. You're absolutely right.
What is our best result here, Chris? What can we really do? What can we really do at this particular point to make a difference in the world other than just pass the information around? And boy, we have to believe in the information, and we have to slam it down people's throats. There's no more of, you know, letting them laugh it off and then kick your butt out the crowd. You have to really slam it down their throats because we need these people, Chris. We so need these people. Without them, we're just another a million people versus 10,000 who have all the money and the war bonds behind them and stuff. We need the people, and I think that's it. We have to really wake everybody up. Anyway, with that, Chris, I'll let you go because you're coming up on a commercial.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the call, as always, Andy. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
He's right. He's absolutely right. And I'm not, you know, naive enough to believe that I'm going to change all the minds, but we got to try. We're going to a break, guys. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up. Be happy. Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer, 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Freedom Ministry on RBN, and I am your host, Chris Switzer. And please, folks, if you wish to donate to RBN and keep voices like mine alive on the air and keep RBN alive on the air, please do. You can donate by phone. It's easy. 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can go to RBN's website and find out how to, you know, mail in your check or money order. Whatever's easier for you. And I'm sorry if I sound winded. I'm overcoming a little sinus kind of head congestion thing. No, I don't have COVID. You know, but I can see where people would run with this that are just lemmingoys. You know, they're just totally saturated with the mainstream media from the Jewish Bolsheviks. And they're told that, oh my God, you have COVID. You could have the monkeypox. You could have COVIDs. It's nuts. Just take care of yourself. You know, turn off the idiot box. Take care of your body. It's a temple. God gave it to you. And it's really self-healing and self, you know, regenerating to a point. Your body's an amazing organism. But if I sound a little different, it's because I'm overcoming this sinus thing. And, you know, sorry. Anywho, if you wish to call in, get your voice on air, please just be intelligent, respectful. You can have your dime. 512-248-8252. 512-248-8252. And with that, I'm going to read you an article before I jump right back into the ADL expose to show you who these dirty terrorists really are and how the prestigious Anti-Defamation League is really just a terrorist organization for Edomite Jews. This is an article, recent article, from May 26, 2022, off of Henry McCow's website, a great resource for information. It's titled, "Kabbalists Tricked White Race into Committing Suicide." And a Kabbalist is an adherent of the Kabbalah, for those that don't know or unfamiliar with the term, okay? Which is Jewish mysticism, which is really just at the core of rabbinic Judaism, which is their religion. Has nothing to do with Christianity or our Bible. Please divorce yourself from that thought. I digress. Kabbalists tricked white race into committing suicide. And it's got a nice little picture of the guy from They Live with the glasses, you know, and he puts on the glasses and can see everything finally. And it shows Mark Zuckerberg next to him with the little, like, They Live. It's pretty funny. Anyhow, believe what I tell you, not what you see, is the Kabbalist M.O. And here's a quote from Isievich Solzhenitsyn. Alexander Isievich Solzhenitsyn. I apologize if I'm mispronunciating his Russian name. Quote, "We know they are lying. They know they are lying. They know we know they are lying. We know they know we know they are lying. But they are still lying." I find that very poignant for today. Believing the lies signifies submission. Submission. I will not submit, right? Will you? When Americans act like deer in the headlights, why must the bankers stage shootings to confiscate guns? Gun owners have shown no interest in using their weapons to defend their families or freedom. What might force Americans to resort to violence and self-defense? And this is written by Henry Macau, Ph.D. There is a scene in the Jewish self-celebratory movie, Chicago, where a wife catches her husband in bed with two naked women. She draws her gun. "Don't shoot," he says. "I'm alone." "Bullshit," she says. He says, "Believe what I tell you, not what you see." She shoots him. In contrast, Americans, the most heavily armed civilian population in history, are letting their guns gather dust. The reason white people are so stunned is that they believe the Jewish-controlled mass media and politicians when they say, like the cheating husband, "I am innocent," right? "Believe what I say, not what I do." They are not. Remember the dancing Israelis on 9/11 who told the cops when they were apprehended and detained, "We're your friends"? They are not. They just murdered 3,300 Americans and destroyed two iconic structures, the Trade Towers. They quote-unquote documented the event. They are your worst enemies. The bankers have crossed every red line. They have rigged elections and destroyed quote-unquote democracy. They have started countless gratuitous and costly wars, the latest being Ukraine. They have censored and persecuted dissenters. "I'll make it very simple," he says. "For hundreds of years, organized Jewry, i.e. the Rothschilds today, have worked to destroy Christian civilization and all those who subscribe to it. With the help of Gentile Freemason traders, they are engaged in white genocide." White genocide. Can it be any more obvious? Can it be any more obvious? And thank you for holding. I'll take your call, Fred in Iowa. Hey, Fred.
Yeah, Chris, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I call you brother. Now, I don't use that term lightly. But
yes.
I have many neighbors, but I have few brothers in Christ. Now, my worldview is the Word, the Bible, the biblical view of the world. Okay, I want to read three verses here, and I'll answer to Andy, and I love Andy. Love him. But I want to run three verses here in Revelation. They're all in Revelation. Revelation 12, the last verse, 17. The dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God. The commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now I'm going to go to 14. Oh my God, stick with me here.
You're good.
Oh my God. Oh. Getting old.
Hey, it's all good, brother.
The Bible, if I pick it up, it's destroyed, so I'm using, of course, King James Version. Another one I don't have highlighted and marked. Anyhow, the second verse in Revelation 13. Oh, I gave that already. Oh, my God. Please bear with me.
That's quite all right.
Oh, my God.
I suppose you could even pick any verse and it, you know, will have...
Well, these three all go together. Well, I'll jump to the last one.
All right.
It's a Revelation 19:10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. That's the angel who was speaking to John in Revelation.
Hmm.
And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now, to read the Bible and to grow and get information and an understanding of that information or prophecies in the Bible. And why I don't do much on the seventh day and I don't turn on my idiot box or even my computer, which I'm on the computer now.
Mm.
But answer to Andy, and I love Andy, is we have faith and trust and obedience to Christ that we do not value our lives. We give them up. I'm not saying take life, give it up.
Right.
But the remnant that most of them will be incarcerated, tortured, and murdered, killed. But they'll be living souls in Christ when Christ returns. But
yes,
pardon me, we have to overcome fear, and if we lose our life, we lose our life. Now our job as Christians is to take the word to the four corners of the earth, but in shortly before, and it's happening right now, Christians will be killing other Christians. That's how bad it's going to be. But anyhow, I know that you are in Christ, and I won't take up any more of your time, but your great show. Anyhow, bye. God bless you. God bless Andy, and God bless the listeners to your program. Bye-bye, and thank you.
Thank you, Brother Fred. And I call you a brother as well, for you are a brother in Christ. I appreciate that, and it's true. We have nothing to fear but fear itself. For it says in Revelation 2:9 through 11, I am aware of your acts and affliction and poverty, but you are rich, and the calumny of those saying that they themselves are Jews, and they are not, but are a synagogue of Satan. Fear nothing that you are about to be suffering. Lo, the adversary, the devil, is about to be casting some of you into jail that you may be tried, and you will be having affliction 10 days. Become faithful unto death, and I shall be giving you the wreath of life. Give me some of that. I don't want a COVID vaccination. I want fire from Yahweh, from Jesus Christ. I want that direct download. I will gladly, gladly lay down my life for my God. But I will bow to no man. I don't care who they are or what they profess. And I hope you feel the same way. And I'm going to finish up this article here because I find it to be very, very good. And it's current. And we're talking about white genocide, of course. And he says, can it be any more obvious? Number one, they are poisoning you and your children with a vaccine for a phony pandemic, which is nothing but the common flu, sexed up. A quote-unquote pandemic with a death rate of less than one-half of 1% is not a pandemic. We are under occult assault. And occult means hidden, for it is a hidden agenda, a hidden assault. Number two, they are literally replacing you with illegal migrants, mostly young single males who can be drafted and trained to persecute you. These aren't, you know, cornbread raised Americans. They will turn their guns on you. No questions. Just a little bit of leverage and bribery is all that's needed. Number three, they promote sexual liberation to destroy marriage and family so you don't propagate. They teach young women to squander their most fertile years pursuing career and free sex because it's empowering. Believe what we tell you. Number four, they teach your children to question their gender so they don't propagate. Teachers secretly dress your children in drag. That happens in schools, brothers and sisters. I would seriously ask you to consider taking your children out of these Marxist re-education camps if they're still there. Please, please check it out. You're doing irreparable damage to your children. Biden to take poor kids' free school lunches if their school doesn't let boys into the girls' bathrooms. There's an article right there for that. Number five, they are destroying the cultural heritage of the West with critical race theory. People of European descent are the only people being denied a national homeland. They are quote-unquote racist and quote-unquote white supremacist, but this doesn't apply to Chinese, Indians, Africans, Japanese, or Jews who want to be a majority. Belief in the lie signifies obedience. Stop obeying man and get down with God. If you read your Bible, he will tell you to rebuke all of this nonsense. Number six, they engineered two world wars so far, so patriotic whites will kill each other. If we're spending time and energy killing each other, we're not killing them. Number seven, they call patriots right-wing extremists and lock up people for protesting a rigged election. For communists, anyone believing in family, race, religion, God and nation, and individual freedom is a quote-unquote right-wing extremist,
a domestic terrorist.
They need to destroy these four legs of human identity in order to re-engineer us as their willing slaves. This is crimes against humanity territory. Genocide. The Masonic political and cultural elites of the West are traitors and criminals. Mankind is inflicted with a terminal cancer. Of course, it's all for your own good. Believe what we tell you. Our corrupt ancestors gave our national credit cards to our worst enemies, who max them out to buy everything and everyone and to wage gratuitous wars to bankrupt us. The only people challenging the satanic Jewish juggernaut is Putin's Russia. And I don't know if I agree with the author so much, 100% there. But he is being demonized. This is the only reason they took their foot off the pandemic pedal. Do you really think the ship of state can be righted by elections? I hope you don't. Kabbalist Jews and Masons create a false reality to suit their interests and perversions. That's why they own the mass media. It's their black magic. Religious revival. We need a genuine religious revival based on Jesus Christ's gospel of love. Yes, we do, brothers and sisters. Verily, verily. We all have a common spark of divinity in our souls, which connects us to our Creator. Our Adamic brothers and sisters, we are all connected with that spark. Our purpose in life is to express this divinity. God is a spirit of consciousness. God is love, as well as the ideal truth, justice, goodness, and beauty. Everything these Jewish Bolsheviks seek to destroy. Mankind is a family. We are all brothers and sisters. Love your neighbor as yourself. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is all the guidance we need to conduct our lives. Although it may not look like it now, this is the kingdom of heaven. To know it, we need just to conduct ourselves according to God's plan. God's plan. A lot easier said than done. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But that is the truth. Go to your Bible. I say it all the time. Go to God. Basic instructions before leaving Earth. Bible. Very simple. Also happens to be very true. And I've pretty much finished out the first hour without getting into the book I've been reading, but I felt I needed to touch upon a few things and speak to those things, and I did. But back into it, I'm reading from The Ugly Truth about the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, published in 1993 by LaRouche's people from the Executive Intelligence Review, who I did erroneously connect to Bill Cooper's group, which was similar but different, CAGI. I apologize. Page 106, if you have the hard copy, page 130 in the PDF, and we're in The ADL Peddles the New Age. During the period of time when the attention of the court seemed to focus on religion clause cases, roughly 1949 to 56, seven members of the craft served on the court, along with a former Mason, Justice Sherman Minion. Freemasons continued to dominate the court, while most of the decisions to uproot Christianity were made until 1971. The southern jurisdiction of the Scottish Rite Freemasonry, to which the preponderance of Supreme Court justices belonged from the period of 1939 to 1971, is the self-described New Age jurisdiction. It's also the time when they brought about the United Nations, the disgusting Edomite ethnostate of Israel, usurping the geographical place called Palestine, and of course, World War II was fomented to destroy the Germanic people. As Paul A. Fisher aptly demonstrates in his book, Behind the Lodge Door, I highly recommend it, The original intent of the religious establishment clause by the founding fathers who shaped this constitutional instrument was to guard against the states establishing a theocracy of the Roman cult variety that would persecute those practicing the tenets of Western Christian civilization upon which the Republic had been founded. Yet, through Justice Black's Wall decision in Everson and hundreds of subsequent federal, state, and local rulings, a Manichaean religious cult is on the verge of establishing a New Age theocracy in the U.S. today. And I would argue it's here, folks. It's here. And it's called their Jewish Bolshevism, or secular humanism. And it is here. The Founding Fathers were deeply religious, and whatever problems may have existed in that regard, they believed that each individual had been created imago viva die, in the living image of God, with a divine spark of reason, which they expressed in the principle that all men are created equal under God. The fallacy of the wall of separation cult dogma is shown by the Northwest Ordinance passed in 1787 and readopted in 1789, which provided that religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary to good government and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. And in his farewell address to the nation in 1796, President George Washington declared that, quote, religion and morality are indispensable supports for political prosperity, and warned that we could not expect that national morality can prevail in the exclusion of religious principle. Well, they've taken God out of schools. They've taken prayer out of schools. What do you see as the result? Yes, a godless wickedness of unparalleled proportions all around us. Undoubtedly, Justice Hugo Black's Masonically dominated court would have found these sentiments to be unconstitutional. As Justice Black's son said of him, he was a man who could not whip himself up to a belief in God or the divinity of Christ, life after death, or heaven or hell. End quote. When he first ran for the U.S. Senate, public condemnation compelled Black on July 9, 1925 to, quote, retire from the Robert E. Lee Klan number one. But he closed his letter of resignation to the secretary, Tours in the sacred unbreakable bond. Having won the election, Black participated in a secret KKK ceremony witnessed by investigative reporter Ray Spriegel on September 2, 1926, where Senator Black was welcomed back to the Klan with a grand passport of life membership at the Birmingham, Alabama State Klan meeting. At the ceremony, Black swore never to divulge, even under threat of death, the secrets of the Invisible Empire. And remember who started one of the derivations of the KKK, of course, the B'nai B'rith, ADL, right? And he said, quote, I swear I will most zealously and valiantly shield and preserve by any and all justifiable means and methods white supremacy. Don't go anywhere, folks. We have another hour to go. We'll be right back.
No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drug prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question! The comfort you've demanded is now
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually, it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. don't wait. Like everything else, seats are in short supply.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.